This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.
The State Attorney General's Office has begun investigating a COVID-19 contact tracing data breach that may have potentially affected thousands of individuals. In Pittsburgh, Amazon Air has landed. The Pittsburgh Penguins are gearing up for the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And finally, an Allentown pastor hosts a lavish funeral for his dearly departed dog. I'm Claudia De Niro, and you're listening to Today in PA. The State Attorney General's Office has begun investigating a COVID-19 contact tracing data breach that may have compromised the private information of roughly 72,000 individuals, reports the Associated Press. Employees at Atlanta-based Insight Global reportedly ignored security rules, leaving sensitive information vulnerable to hackers. The Department of Health had inked a $28.7 million contract with the company back in March 2020 to oversee contact tracing operations, which has since been terminated upon the revelation of the breach 2 weeks ago. The specific information accessed during the breach included residents' names, ages, and COVID-19 diagnoses. No financial account data or Social Security numbers were exposed. The investigation remains ongoing. Amazon Air has landed at Pittsburgh International Airport, reports the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The first plane of the daily cargo flight arrived on Wednesday evening, signifying yet another endeavor the e-commerce behemoth has launched in the Steel City. Amazon is taking over roughly 50,000 square feet of space at the airport, creating more than 70 jobs at the facility. Amazon has expanded its presence in Pittsburgh over the past year, opening a 1 million square foot facility in September with plans to build more. Governor Tom Wolf announced Thursday that the airport has received $2.4 million in PennDOT grant money to support air cargo facility efforts. The Pittsburgh Penguins are gearing up for the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, states CBS Local Pittsburgh. The team will take on the Islanders this Sunday at 12 p.m. on their home ice at the PPG Paints Arena. This is the 15th consecutive season the Penguins have made it to the playoffs, a streak which is, in fact, the longest active streak of any major North American sports league. The franchise has a total of 5 Stanley Cups to their name, for now. An Allentown pastor hosted a lavish funeral for his dearly departed dog, says Penn Live. Tim Belville Jr.'s pug, Dexter, was only 7 years old when he passed away in April. Nicknamed Bruiser, Dexter's obituary describes him as, quote, a truly sweet and loving part of the Belville family, unquote, who enjoyed singing along to YouTube videos no matter the tune, and who loved to play with blue toys more than any other color. In order to show Dexter he remains loved even after life, Belville hosted a funeral which featured an embroidered picture of Dexter hanging over an open casket, a book for guests to sign in, and tons of flowers. Dexter was also buried with his head resting on a blue toy. Rest in peace, Dexter. That ends today's episode. For even more Pennsylvania news and beyond, head over to PennLive.com. If you like this podcast, also please remember to show us by giving us a few stars on either Apple or Amazon, and perhaps even leaving a comment if you can. Thank you very much in advance. And of course, thank you for listening. I'm Claudia De Niro, and I'll be seeing you next week for another round of Today in PA.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.